Okay. As Bob saying and Jason, they were talking about doing the testing of the 4-3 and GMRS. They've been doing some extensive field testing. Jason, Bob, you guys want to go run with that?
Well, the bike race got us thinking about where do we have coverage and where do we not have coverage. So we started talking about maybe just going out and doing some field testing. So you did the first field testing. And on field day, you rode your bike around a good part of that course, and you kept calling back to us on the 4-3, and we got a feeling for where the good spots were and where the weak spots are. And then I thought, well, I remembered I have some scanners at home, cheap old analog scanners, and I remembered that I had once hooked that scanner up to my computer, the audio input, and there's some free software that's called a Vox Recorder, and it'll just record when there's activity on the repeater. So I tried it, and I went around to 25 places, and I just gave arbitrary numbers, location one, location two, but at each location what I did, and it was Jason's idea, take a photo at each location, capture the GPS coordinates for each location, and then get audio samples actually talking on the repeater. So I would basically get on the 4-3 repeater, and I'd say, this is KC3KVS at location 3 on the 4-3 repeater on June 27th, 2021. And that way, that piece of audio stands up. If it gets lost somewhere, you know what it is. It identifies itself. And it's enough of an audio sample to judge the quality of the audio. So it took me 4 hours to do those 25 spots with taking the pictures and everything. But when I was halfway through, and I thought, did I click the start button on the Vox recorder? And the next 2 hours, I was just dreading the idea of getting home and having nothing. But fortunately, I did click the button. But that led me to get one of these. I just got this the other day. This works all by itself. It's just a digital voice recorder, but it has a Vox feature, a voice activation feature. So, and I tried it out and it worked. So basically I can just hook this directly into the scanner, and the only thing I put in the scanner is just the repeaters I want to listen to, and then start this baby and walk away, and one or more of us can be tested, and this will just pick up any voice that we put on any of those repeaters that it's listening to. When I come back, I've got an audio file. And there's free software that I've used before that you can slice and dice the audio and clip it into little clips, you know. What that does, so if you go to, the stuff I did that day is on the web right now. If you go to my call sign, KC3KVS, and I have a site with a .net suffix on it. So KC3KVS.net/locations.html. And you'll find a list of the 25 locations, and you'll hear all my audio samples. You can see the photos. So that was the trial run, I'm happy with the way it turned out. I wanted to do this to avoid disasters. Plus, this gives me MP3s. I was converting from WAV files before. Yeah. This just makes it so much simpler. But anytime anybody wants to do any field testing, so if somebody's going to Hollidaysburg, or Carthus or any place, and you want to see how the repeater coverage is in any location, we can just assign the next location number. The numbers are meaningless. I just have to know to start this. And then, just give me a rough time and say, well, I'm going to be in Altoona sometime between, 3 and 5 today. Shoot me an email or call me or something. I can start this, and your audio will be in there, and I can find it later and pull it out.
Good to note anyone using it to note what equipment they're using.
Yeah.
So that you know what you're hearing is the result of a 10-watt mobile, 5-watt handheld.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Well, what I decided to do was to say that the default configuration would be a 5-watt handheld with the rubber duck antenna. And then if it's anything else, then you put that in the audio at the end of it. So you say, this is KC3KVS, blah, 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 using a 50-watt mobile rig or something to that effect. So, and I think what I could probably do is just put that protocol on the website, like a one-page sheet that somebody could print out and take with them, and it actually has the script, what to say, just substitute your call sign, substitute your radio, whatever, substitute today's date. I just have to know ahead of time, I even thought about, I could just let this on all the time and just capture everything on the repeaters for just like two or three repeaters. It's a possibility. I don't know if I want to, do that. And
right.
You'd have to tell me where to look. And this doesn't actually give me, if I start it, it names the files according to the date, but I have to start and stop at each day to get, so I'm not sure. Plus, Cody's got to repeat herself identifying every 10 minutes, so it's going to be a lot of stuff on there. But anyways, this is a capability I think we can use. And not just for close-in things at Black Meshannon. We're going like every half mile maybe, or every mile on some of those close-in places. But just to say, hey, I'm at the Boyer factory in Altoona. And so that gives other people an idea. They can go to the website then, because this all should be on the web. And
right.
People can go to the website and say, okay, I'm planning to go to this place. Am I going to have coverage? And know ahead of time.
So I think the AFT would be good for this as well.
The AFT?
The Allegheny Fern Trail that runs through Black Meshannon and that runs that whole area. That's something?
Yeah.
Because, again, I think if you're a hiker and you're carrying a GMRS radio, I mean, so not just the Black Meshannon, but the people who are hiking it's like
yep.
an 18 or 20 mile, I forget how many
yeah,
miles,
yeah, yeah.
a big loop.
Yeah.
30 miles maybe, I don't know. That if we can get someone who can walk the AFT, I bike, I don't walk. Or hike.
I don't mind walking. Is there snakes?
You're in the middle of Meshannon Forest. You answer that question.
Okay. We was out of Blackie walking the other day. I said, let's go out to Black Meshannon. We were going to start walking the course. Well, we made it just to the first bridge where you were at the first year we did it.
Yeah.
And a little snake about as big as my pinky crossed the ground, and the wife said, I'm out of here. So,
but as a public service, again, I think for the AFT trail, it might not be bad to do something similar where we map.
Yeah, so
the public service
back
again,
back I mean, to the web page, the sub page of our website that says, if you're going to Black Meshannon, here's these repeaters you can use. Well, to actually be able to say, if you're going to these specific areas, here's what kind of coverage you can expect. I mean, that's gold if you're, you know.
Yeah.
One more possibility you could do. You cannot do this on GMRS because it's illegal, but they will not let you. But you can set up a Broadcastify stream, and since you already have the actual computer, it would run it. And if you set up a Broadcastify stream up, it's free. And if you do that, you being a member, then you have all the free benefits of Broadcastify. And then anybody can log in on their cell phone or what have you, and they can actually listen to
yeah.
the 147 or the Phillipsburg repeater.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's really, we've actually in Arkansas got quite a few ham radio operators because, well, hey, we listen to your repeater and we, you know, what can we, and you know, on the Broadcastify site, we pointed our club website, so therefore they went to it and got interested in it, and you know, we got several new hams. So. It's really easy to do a Broadcastify feed and your time stamped and everything. And if you say, you know, it stores the recordings for 365 days. So
okay.
I can go back on my Broadcastify feed anytime and get something.
But you can't do that for GMRS, is that right?
Well, not let you stream GMRS on Broadcastify, I don't think, but they will let you stream him. I have to verify that, but I'm almost sure that you can't
yeah.
stream GMRS.
Yeah. So the scenario there would be, there's probably just a slight delay or something, but I mean,
yeah.
somebody has to set up a receiver and get an IP link, right?
All you do is there's a program called ScanCast. You download it on your laptop, hook your scanner to your and you know,
you
it's
just pipe
a few
the audio
little,
into
yeah.
the internet.
There's a few little tweaks you do it and you're done.
So you just need to dedicate an old computer to sit there and
well,
do that.
Well, you got an Echo Link computer anyway, so it probably works that way. You know, I mean, you can
maybe run it on both on the same.
Yeah,
machine.
You don't have to dedicate a single
yeah.
computer with it, but
yeah.
you could, you know.
That's
a
good idea. So somebody could be at home
oh, yeah.
in Virginia and
yeah.
monitoring the 4.3 repeater.
Yeah.
And
anywhere.
Their partner could be walking in the woods and get in trouble. And if nobody else is listening, because that's
they
the
could.
Thing, you got to have somebody listening.
And
so
if there's a big event.
Yeah.
People start listening to your repeater, then it pops up that you know you got so many people. Like I've got a Broadcastify feed right now. I've got an All Star note. Anytime my All Star note, which it's online right now because I've got it with me, my Broadcastify feed. So you can actually log in on any phone, scanner, or whatever, and listen to whatever I'm broadcasting on the Broadcastify. So, and that also gives you, as a member, full privileges. You can go and listen to anything on Broadcastify. You can pull the audio off of it. So like if
yeah.
you wanted to listen to, and it does for net control. We use it a lot for practice. Okay, this is, you know, a new person wanting to hear a net. Okay, well, okay, I can send you one. So it works out great.
Yeah.